Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I had family members, well-meaning people, my pastor, try to get me not to go on the path Phyllis and I went on. Tried to tell me. One of my pastors pled with me, said, "We need you here. We don't have that many young people that are interested in serving God. I need you here. We need you here." One of them said, "Well, isn't the Holy Spirit your teacher?" I said, "Yeah." "Well, can't He teach you here?" I thought, "Well, I guess." I didn't have all the answers. I just knew, Phyllis and I knew, we're supposed to leave home. We're supposed to leave family. We're supposed to go out to Brother Hagin's ministry in the Rhema. We didn't know why. But several people tried to talk us out of it. And some of those folk, it took 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. But some of the very same ones patted me on the back and said, "Boy, you did the right thing." "Man, you did the right thing." I was tempted to say, "If I'd listened to you, I wouldn't have." But I didn't. And some of the very ones that tried to talk us out of it, in 10 years, 15, 20, 25 years' time, we were then in a position to minister to them and help them, and we would have never been in that place if we hadn't have left them and followed God. Oh, holding on to what you know and refusing to follow God is dumb. Phyllis and I were talking about today, you know, we are able to, on your behalf and the rest of the ministry, sow that seed into their ministry. And when we left Oklahoma, we had a little hangar and we had a little plane and it was paid for. And we had more meetings than we could get to. And God had just given us our house. Phyllis and I had been believing for a house for 15 years and we got it. It was a miracle. It was an outstanding house. It had a tennis court. It had a big pool. It had marble floors. Had a 6-car garage. And we paid a third of what it was worth. I mean, it was a miracle. It was a miracle. And Phyllis wanted the all stainless kitchen back then. Still popular, you know. And it cost thousands of dollars. So what do? We believed for it. Months went by. And I guess it was about a year and a half or so, somebody walked up and handed her an envelope full of money and said, "The Lord said you're believing for something. This is it." Hallelujah. Well, it paid exactly for that completely remodel of the kitchen. She's got brand new, all stainless, and the Lord says, "Leave. Go to Branson." I mean, she hadn't had it 3 months. And we just got our hangar and got our got the plane paid for. Well, over a period of weeks, this is going over in our spirit. Are we really going to do this? It's taken us 20 years to get to the place we are here and the associations we have and the friends and the connections. And how many understand it takes some time to do some things. And we didn't know anybody, nobody over there. And it's a small, small town. And I knew the airport was little bitty and it had boulders on both ends and went down and you couldn't have a hangar. And I was thinking, what am I going to do? We're going to have to drive an hour to even get to an airport. One morning I'm shaving. All this is going through my mind. And the Lord spoke to me. I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but inside He said, "Keith, do you believe I'm able to do better for you than this? Because what am I doing? I'm hesitating to turn loose of this." Mm-hmm. "To go to what?" "Well, it's completely unknown." Right? Yeah. "Are you going to have this?" It took us years to get this. "This house, it's a great house. Phyllis just got her kitchen." The Lord said, "Keith, do you believe I'm able to do better for you than this?" I didn't hesitate. I said, "Yes, sir, I do." And that's it. I'm through thinking about it. Here we go. Phyllis was there the same way. We sold that hangar, put the money in the new church. We liquidated everything, went and lived in a little rent house that the water didn't work very good in. And it took some time, took some years. But Phyllis and I were shouting this week, the hangar we got now, the plane we got now, woo, better. You'd have to talk in tongues to say how much better. Better? Better, don't tell it. What if we had clung to that little stuff? You'd have never known about this.
That's right.
Come on, can you see this?
Yes.
And besides that, the biggest motivation should just be, I'm going to please God.
Yes.
If He wants me over here, I'm going over here.
Amen.
If He wants me to do this, we're doing it.
Yes.
Right? Turn loose of this. Mm-hmm. Abraham went out. Amen. Not knowing. Not knowing where he was going. Was he glad that he did?
Yes.
Did he wind up with better, with more? Oh,
yes.
Can't even begin to tell it. Like the stars in the sky, like the sand on the seashore. God gave it all to him.
Yeah.
Clinging to something, refusing to obey God, is dumb. Dumb. And you're not dumb, are you? Are you?
No.
We're not. So come on, say it. Say, I'm not dumb. I'm not dumb. God is so good.
Yes.
We have just been overwhelmed at the goodness of God. In these days and weeks, and how many believe it's not going to get less in the days to come? We're just going to experience more. And in fact, the Bible says throughout the ages, God is going to reveal to us the exceeding riches of His grace. We've just barely begun to find out how good God is.
Amen.
We're going to keep experiencing greater degrees of His goodness throughout the ages to come. He's never going to peak. Even after 10 zillion years with Him, He's never going to say, that's all, folks. That's it. You've seen it all. Mm-mm. There's always going to be more. Hallelujah. Think about the universe. How far does that go? We have no idea. He's bigger than that. He made it.
That's right.
It just keeps on going. Thing about it, we're going to have plenty of time to find out.
Yes. Glory to God.
But we should start believing it right now.
Yes.
And experiencing more degrees of it right now.
Yes.
Right now. Matthew 19 and 16. Let me give you just a couple of examples here. And I think we'll be finished for the evening. Said one came to Jesus and said, good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? Keep reading. He said to him, why do you call me good? There's none good but one, that is God. But if you will enter into life, keep the commandments. Is it important that you do what the Lord tells you to do?
Yes, it is.
See, there's some folks who are trying to say that it's not important. That the only thing that matters is that Jesus paid for all our sins and that we're righteous in Him. And whether we please Him or don't, or obey Him or don't, is really, you know, not that big of a deal. He's as pleased with us either way. Well, that's just not true. He still loves us. But our relationship with Him is as living and dynamic as your relationship with any other person. And you're going to tell me that no matter how you treat them or whether you're with them or for them when they need you or you're not, doesn't affect your relationship? Doesn't mean they write you off or quit loving you, but it does affect your relationship. Doesn't change your relationship, it affects your fellowship. Is probably the better way to say it. Doesn't do away with your relationship, but it does affect your fellowship. And the key to full joy is full fellowship.
Amen.
He said, if you'll enter to life, keep the commandments. Keep reading. And the man said, which ones? Jesus said, you shall do no murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and your mother. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And of course, Romans says, in our covenant today, Keeping the love law fulfills all of these. And it does. If you love somebody, you're not going to steal from them. If you love somebody, you're not going to kill them, right? That's what he said. The young man said, all things have I kept from my youth up. What lack I yet? Jesus said, if you'll be perfect, go and sell what you have. Give to the poor. You'll have treasure in heaven. Come follow me. Now, he came because something in his heart is pushing him. I need to do something. He heard Jesus preaching and ministering. And when he heard it, it stirred him to his core. And he goes and talks to Jesus personally and is able to do it. And he said, what do I need? And after the Lord told him, he said, what else do I need? He knew inside him, I need something else. And the Lord said, go liquidate. Give to the poor. Come follow me. He's not telling him to take a vow of poverty. Are you with me?
Yes.
People have tried to make something out of this and it's not there. But what he did do is put his finger on his God.
Yes, yes.
You can't serve two masters.
That's right.
And the only way to prove that this is not your master, there ain't but one way to prove it. Is to completely get away from it. Now, of course, if he'd have sown that in faith, what would have happened? It'd have come back to him. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together. But it wouldn't be his Lord anymore. When the young man heard that, what happened? What happened to him? He went away what?
Sorrow.
Where's his joy? Can you see this?
Yeah.
He's completely lost. When he came to Jesus just a few verses back, he's excited. Man, can you see it? He's stirred up. Good master. Man, the words he's hearing in Jesus' ministry, it has thrilled him. It has stirred him. He knows there's more. He wants it. Eternal life is real. Reward is real. And he comes to Jesus and he says, what else do I need? I'm ready. I'm ready. And the Lord said, good. Liquidate. Come follow me. What's it time to do? Come on, help me out. What's it time to do?
Liquidate.
And follow him. But what did he do? Sorrowful. For he had great possessions. Sorrowful. No joy. See, when the Lord gives you light what to do, and you balk, and you decide not to do it, you're going to lose your joy.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.